The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
I'm Alan McIntyre, the creator of the Low Information Voter Project, the Emancipation Project, and Minority Political Solutions. Today, I'm going to be talking with you about what I have termed the grand scheme. In the 1960s, Lyndon B. Johnson and the Democrat Party strategists plotted a course of mass deception for the purpose of political expediency and power. Unfortunately for Black Americans, Johnson's newly devised Democrat Party strategy was and continues to be wildly successful at the expense of approximately 45 million Black Americans that have signed on to it. And even more disturbing, those Black Americans that view the success of the Democrat political machine as their own are oblivious to the price they have paid and continue to pay as a result of their blind allegiance to the Democrat Party. Black people have exchanged their autonomous capacity to make rational political decisions for victim status. And this religion of victimhood has eroded our work ethic, our Judeo-Christian moral compass, and our historical ability to overcome regardless of circumstance. The precedent for universal acceptance of victimhood status amongst Blacks was the LBJ 1965 commencement speech to the graduating class of Howard University. This speech set the tone for the plantation dynamic in which the slave master makes it clear to the slave that he must depend on him and give no thought to self-exploration or self-sufficiency, because he, the slave, lacks the capacity to overcome the external and internal challenges of life. Therefore, he must rely on the slave master, Democrat Party, to guarantee his basic necessities and eventual success. For those of you unfamiliar with Plato's Allegory of the Cave, it is described as a gathering of people that are living their lives chained to the wall of a cave, and their only perspective of life comes from the images reflected on the wall that lies before them. And they have not the ability to look behind themselves. Now, the people chained to the wall only see the shadows projected onto the wall by the individuals behind them, and those individuals are in front of a fire, thereby giving them the ability to project the images that the chained people see. And these shadow images represent reality for the chained individuals. Now, reality as it truly exists is beyond the cave, and not merely images or false narratives established by others as in Plato's Allegory of the Cave. Now, my purpose for using this allegory is to help interpret the relationship between the Democrat Party and how we in the Black community have fallen victim to their false narrative. As in the Allegory of the Cave, the Black community is chained to the Democrat Party narrative and psychologically conditioned to reject any alternative, regardless of how valid it may be, and therein lies the nucleus of what I refer to as the grand scheme. Ladies and gentlemen, today I have introduced you to the grand scheme, which is the title of my expose that serves as an indictment against the racist, liberal, progressive Democrat Party. In future podcast episodes, I will reveal specific, undisputable, factual details that will expose beyond the shadow of any doubt the intentional undermining of Black people by the Democrat Party and numerous so-called Black leaders, the majority of whom consider themselves clergy. Thank you for listening, and please share my grand scheme recordings with everyone you know. The Grand Scheme Revelation is brought to you by the Emancipation Project, the Low Information Voter Project, and Minority Political Solutions. I'm Alan McIntyre, and may God bless America, the Republic, and preserve the Constitution.